afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, a comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Murray Valeriano, co-host number one.
And joining us today as producer, as always, is Kyle Dotson. How are you doing today, Kyle?
Good. How are you guys?
We're both feeling sick.
Can I say how I'm doing? I wasn't asked how I was doing. I was just asked to say my name.
How are you guys?
How are you guys doing?
Well, I think that's the host's job.
Inclusive.
All right. I have a little bit of a cold. Thanks for asking, Kyle.
And of course, we're recording on Easter evening, and Murray always records on holidays.
I know, that's so funny. I didn't realize that until you tweeted
only
that.
I only record on holidays.
So what's next? When am I coming back?
I don't know. Father's Day?
Well, no, Mother's Day is probably first.
Yeah.
And you're a mother.
And then Memorial Day.
And Murray and I are both motherfuckers.
Hey, what's up? We're arm wrestling right now.
Let's do some business. First of all, a listener who is a very talented listener. He writes, Kyle gave me a look because he doesn't know who I'm going to talk about.
No, it sounds like he's really talented at listening.
Yes, he is a good listener. And that's why he'll hear this. Will Pfeiffer writes for DC Comics and sent us a bunch of comics and signed them for us. And,
thanks, Will.
I haven't read them yet, Will, but I'm going to read them.
And really? That's super cool.
It is. Very much appreciated.
I love
The titles are...
Will is currently writing the run on Red Hood and the Outlaws.
Yeah.
It's a Batman title. And
which is perfect for you and I.
Yeah, and then this summer he's going to be writing Teen Titans.
That's going to be great because I've always loved Teen Titans.
Because it was a piece of shit before.
Oh, and, who wrote it before?
I don't know. The new incarnation was terrible, and it looks good already.
Well, Will's going to pick it up a notch. Definitely.
All right. That's awesome. I love when listeners send in stuff, man. I'm on my podcast. It's great. I love it.
I know. It's really fun, and I appreciate
it. Yeah, it's great.
Today's artwork, I have to say, is by Aaron Gould.
Of this episode?
Yeah, this episode's artwork is by Aaron Gould. It's really cool.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I'll show it to you after we're done.
Thanks for working on Easter, Aaron.
he's a Jew, right? Gould?
I don't know. I just know he's out to dinner with the Dements tonight.
Oh, he is? He's out? Why? Did he tweet that?
Nah, it was on Facebook. I think he tagged you. He said, jealous. And I said, I'm super jealous.
I hope he posts some pictures of his food.
Wait, who's the Dements?
Rick Dement.
I don't know him.
From Portroids?
Yeah, Portroids. He takes the Polaroid pictures. Portroids?
We have Polaroids?
No,
yeah.
We don't.
No, wait, like Parkastathon?
Nah, I don't pay attention to that.
Why do you hurt?
I love Parkastathon. Come on.
So check out Rick Dement's Portroids,
yeah,
guys.
And his lovely wife, Erica Dement. So.
It's a good name. Dement.
Dement is a good name.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm going to remind people to continue to go over to rocksolidpodcast.com and check out all the cool entries that Andrew Rich has been doing weekly. He does it like immediately, like the day the episode goes up.
Dude, he is on the ball, isn't he, man?
He's funny. He's injecting some humor into it, and I'm really, really into what he's doing. Also, the last thing would be, once again, I've been saying this every episode, but I'm burping. We're sick and we're drinking beers.
Yeah. we're finally recording afternoon.
This is a late night record. Don't forget that May 31st, Rock Solid Live at the Limestone Comedy Festival.
Awesome.
10 p.m. at the Comedy Attic. It's a great club.
Oh, at the Comedy Attic?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that is a great club.
My co-hosts are going to be Brad Wilhelm and Matt Holt. They just went to a couple of Bruce concerts, and the topic of the night is going to be the music of Bruce Springsteen. So, come out, say hello, and hopefully that'll be a jam-packed show.
Oh, that's great. And, have you done... You did it at LA Podcast Festival Live, right?
LA Podfest. But it'd be fun to do it more. I'd like to do it maybe at Sketchfest this year and try to do it a little more live.
Well, that's cool.
It's weird to play music in front of people and then just have everyone look and listen, but I'm thinking up some ways to make it
cool.
A little more interactive and a little more fun.
You're going to fly in Springsteen? Have him play live?
Let me tell you something. I got a date in, we're down in Sao Paulo.
Oh yeah?
But I'm going to try to wrap that up after about 4 hours and try to get up that show.
How many nights are you doing down there in Sao Paulo?
Oh God, we got a bunch booked. I remember I was looking at the schedule and it looked like, oh, geez, yeah. Terrible. I don't even do it anymore. I don't even try to do it anymore.
Plus you have 102 temperature. It doesn't exactly help any kind of impression.
My gut is raging with diverticulitis. I shouldn't have eaten those peanuts today.
Oh, yeah, probably not.
I said penis.
Oh, well then, yeah, go ahead.
Just not the nuts.
Just not the nuts. I should have just eaten the penis. Okay, Murray, you have a bone to pick.
I do. And listen,
this is nonsensical.
Listen, you know me. I don't like confrontation. All right, I don't like to get into it, but
he breaks his beer bottle over.
Recently, Pat Francis has been painting me with a brush that I don't particularly care for, if I can paraphrase Jimmy Pardo.
Is that racism? Oh, it's the other brush I've been painting with.
It's the other brush you've been painting me with. In no less than 2 episodes.
Possibly more, because I have 17 episodes in the game.
That's true. That's true.
You realize that you're gonna air your grievance right now, but then it's gonna be
37 episodes. Are you gonna be shitting on me?
Yeah. It's gonna come after this anyway. So go ahead.
No less than 2 episodes, and many more probably to come. Pat Francis has said, and I quote: during our Rock and Roll Hall of Fame episode, Murray said that Linda Ronstadt should not be inducted because she did not write her songs.
You said that, right?
No, I didn't.
Do you think she should be in there?
Yeah, I got no problem with her being in there.
Over the Cars?
Well, that's a different argument.
Well, the brush I'm painting you with is that you think the Cars should
one
be in
there. One brush
and not
at
her.
A time. One brush at a time. Right. So I heard it once as an offhanded comment. All right. I don't remember saying that. Oh, well, maybe I did.
And you went back and listened like a freak.
Well, then this week's episode you aired with April, you got her on the anti-Murray train, too, saying that's bullshit. And you went on for about 20 minutes. So I went on my sick bed, by the way.
That didn't make you better? Sounds like it perked you right up.
On my sick bed, I went and listened to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame episode again, and nowhere, and I repeat, nowhere, did Murray ever utter any word saying that Linda Ronstadt should not be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
The thing is, I think Murray might be the only host that actually listens. No, Siegel listens.
Siegel listens. We talk about
lady,
all the time.
I don't know if the ladies listen.
Yeah, they got, you know, but they got to
put their makeup on.
Yeah.
I say that I don't like you almost every episode.
I don't have a problem with
that's
that.
That's a great running gag.
I don't have a problem with that.
All right, good. So tonight's going to suck?
It is. I'm sorry. There just must be something wrong with my headphones. I didn't hear an apology.
We all, okay, well, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry that I know for a fact that you said that. But
I did not say that.
Okay, so you definitely think that she does deserve to be there.
Yeah. I mean, I got no qualms with her being there.
Yeah, I think she should be in there, too. Always have. Not like you, backpedaling.
Just flip-flopping after every episode.
I think you said it at poker one night.
Yeah, I don't think so. Maybe, I haven't been to poker in a couple months.
Maybe Siegel said it.
Probably.
Man, I like him so much that I can't badmouth him.
He probably did a bunch of lines of coke and they started badmouthing.
Oh, that guy's
everybody.
Got a problem.
Seriously, we should
that
talk about
that.
That
guy's got a hell of a
Have you
problem.
Seen his pinky nail lately?
Oh, he's using that as his spoon, right?
Yeah.
He's like, he looks like Nosferatu with that line, with that nail. He's scooping it up. What's happening? Anything new in your life?
Nah, man, just dealing with a sickness right now.
Did Frank get an Easter basket today?
Kind of. We went for an Easter egg hunt yesterday at the park.
Okay. And that kid he plowed through. He just knocked kids over, right?
No, he didn't make it because we put him in the bounce house.
Oh, no, and he wouldn't get out?
With like 37 kids, and it's like a battle royale. I've never put him in a bounce house before.
It's like a steel cage match. It's the WWE.
Yeah, and he fucked up his knee.
Oh, no.
On my watch, too, by the way, so Mary has not let me live
that down. Can a little kid hurt his knee?
Yeah, well, it looked like his ankle, but he kept saying his knee. Mm-hmm. And he lies. Who knows? They don't know.
They don't know anatomy.
He couldn't participate in the Easter egg hunt we signed him up for. But we bought the little plastic eggs and hit him around the yard this morning, and he would swing.
He limped out.
He rolled out in his wheelchair. And
those plastic eggs are the gift that keeps on giving, because you can pull those out anytime.
Oh, he had him in the bathtub tonight, too. And yeah. But anyway, his leg's fine, actually, today. He's not even limping today, so I don't know what happened.
He's fine. Kids are resilient. They bounce
back. So we had a little bit of Easter thing there.
They had some good music at that Easter egg hunt?
No, they had some really bad music.
What'd they play?
They played OPP. You down with OPP?
That's Other People's Pussy.
Yeah, they played that at the Easter egg hunt.
Did you go up to the DJ and go, you know what this song's about, right?
I couldn't find the DJ. I'm like, who's playing? As I'm, you know, obviously shaking my ass.
It was it was Eminem as Rabbit. That's who the DJ was. Shut up now.
What's your Twitter handle again?
That's called
Kyle Otson Buddy.
That's called
boy.
Did you guys
see if you posted these, you could edit that out, but you can't. He's drunk. He's drinking.
He's drinking. Now you're an atheist. Is that the deal?
No. They get Easter baskets.
Okay.
And they.
He just doesn't go to church.
Yeah.
We just don't go to church.
Pilar makes a bunny cake every year.
A bunny cake.
Yeah.
That's nice.
It's really cool. You take two flat round cakes. You leave the one round. That's the head.
Uh-huh.
And then you make two cuts like this and this. So like, these pieces are the ear, and then that makes a
like
bow tie.
Footballs, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like footballs on the side and a bow tie in the middle.
Oh, that's cool.
And then they colored eggs today.
Oh, cool.
Because so, yeah, cool.
When you said you want to record on Easter, you're like, this doesn't matter to me, this holiday.
Well, I mean, it's not like a big deal. It's not like to spend right. the day with the family type holiday.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah. No, like, I spent it most in bed.
Yeah. You were in bed today, too?
Yeah.
Is Mary a good nurse? Because my
no,
wife is not.
Might as
no,
well, yeah. I might as well have
right.
leprosy.
Yeah.
Because as soon as I get sick, by the way, we have a kid, so here's how it goes. My kid, Frank, gets it for 2 days.
Yeah.
Then Mary gets it for 2 days.
Yeah.
Then I get it for a week and a half.
And by then, she's done with taking
oh,
care
yeah.
of people.
And she's like, you go in the room, stay away from me, stay away from Frank. Frank can't get it sick. I can't get sick because yeah. I got to take care of Frank while you're there. So I might as well just have leprosy.
Pilar is not a good nurse. However, this time with my diverticulitis, she was amazing because she went in with me when they checked me out, and uh-huh. the woman pushed on my lower abdomen, and she saw the look on my
oh,
face
really?
And the entire body, and she was aghast. She
yeah.
was like, so she was very, very good with me.
Because oh,
normally
good.
She'll be like, it's been a day and a half. Don't you think it's maybe get
all
up.
Women? I was.
They give birth, man. They can do it all. They're like powerful.
I was exchanging emails with my friend from high school, and I was saying how I'm sick and stuck in bed because her and her family are in the Bahamas, mm-hmm. and she's like, "Yeah, and you're probably being a baby too, right? All men are like, yeah. oh, that's like, I guess that's what all women think.
I guess. Know. I remember Pilar said right after the Sarah, our first baby was born, she's like, "Man, you know, the delivery is rough." And these women that say that it's not a big deal, I will never be one of those women to say that. Mm-hmm. A month later, how's your delivery? You know what? Not bad. Like, wait a minute.
I will say this though.
Yes.
Oh man, I'm sorry. I'm charging away from the microphone. I just ripped Pat Francis a new asshole. That was not pretty. That was not.
Oh no, no, you
not,
took
no,
me down.
I took him down at the knees.
Oh my
so
God.
Now I will apologize to you.
Uh-oh.
For something that happened on another episode.
Oh no.
What's
this about?
During our country episode,
yeah,
you played a song.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who it's about. It's about your kids growing up and moving out, and you're going to miss these times.
Yeah. You're going to miss this.
Who's sing that?
Trace Adkins.
And then you cried like a little girl.
I did cry like a
like
girl.
Like a little girl.
Stupid.
Well, I just want to go on record by saying my kid signed up for my kid to go to preschool in the fall.
Yeah.
And as the woman was giving the hours of her preschool, I was like, I mean, he's got to go every day. And I started getting choked up and I cried a little bit. So my hat's off to you.
Yeah,
I see where you're coming from.
I had a bunch of emails that were like I had emails that said, you know, I'm a dad and I hate country music. And God damn it, that song made me tear up. Like, I know, it's crazy.
Yeah. So I'm totally experiencing that song right now.
Well, speaking of the country episode, we actually have a call regarding
oh,
the country
okay.
episode.
Oh,
this is James.
Kyle Segway Dotson.
From Brooklyn.
Hey, Rock Solid. This is James from Brooklyn. Listen, after hearing your last couple of podcasts, I just have to say that you embarrassed yourselves by not playing any Dolly Parton in the country episode, and especially by not playing any Radiohead in the Rockopedia Volume R edition.
Okay.
You guys, you're dropping the ball lately, and never have I felt more justified in saying, Tat, go fuck yourself.
Wow.
Now, everyone has to understand that we can't play every R band, and we can't play every single country artist.
And well, you know what? If you want to hear Radiohead or Dolly Parton, maybe bust it out and you listen to it that week.
Or if you want to hear your good quality country music, don't fucking live in Brooklyn. I'm not going to take country advice from a guy who lives in Brooklyn.
Certainly, if you want to hear good country music, don't listen to this show.
Yeah.
Or Radiohead.
Yes. I actually did have a Dolly Parton song in the hopper. I had a song called "The Coat of Many Colors."
Oh yeah, that's
which
a good
is
song.
One of my dad's favorites.
I almost brought in Jolene.
Yeah, so I mean, it was in the hopper. Just
yeah.
you know,
they just don't make it.
Just didn't make it. So.
I don't appreciate that kind of anger on this podcast.
I do,
and I will probably never play Radiohead.
You'd have thought someone insulted Linda Ronstadt the way he was acting.
Oh God, my friend.
Can we get him on the phone? Get him on the phone. I want to talk to him.
My friend Murray hates Linda Ronstadt. Do you like Linda Ronstadt?
I got nothing against her. She covers all Warren Zevon songs.
You should have said she's no good. She's no good.
She's got nothing against her except she doesn't write her own songs and she doesn't belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Other than that, love her.
Yeah, got no problem with her. Just know your place, woman.
So, Murray, tonight's topic you came up with.
You kind of
came up with it, and then we batted around. Well, what's it going to be? It's a little bit loosey-goosey.
Yeah,
but
I like the loosey-goosey topic.
But it's not too loosey-goosey.
Yeah, I figured, hey, we're coming up on the summertime.
You like to surf?
I'm a big surfer. I'm doing a tour of comics who surf all through the Southland. Self-promotion. Let's do...
Who are the comics that surf?
That you would know, Mike Siegel.
Okay.
Mike Siegel emceed our last show here last week. He did a great job.
He kind of surfs.
Yeah, he's a fair weather surfer. Okay. I'm giving him more credence because he's a good friend.
Right. And that's why he's relegated to hosting.
Yeah. If he wants to, you know, surf when it's 40 degrees out, he can get a better spot.
Is the lineup set up by, like, does the guy who closes, is he the best surfer?
No, I don't do it that way. I do it by comedians, by how, you know. Yeah. We all rotate.
Okay, cool. So let me and say the ones that
you
I don't know.
You
also.
Know Graham Elwood.
I do know Graham Elwood.
Graham Elwood. This is my nasal. Graham Elwood, Mike Siegel. Who else would you know? We had last week, we had Andrew Norelli, mm-hmm. who just did Letterman this year.
Okay.
Killer headlining set, man. I couldn't believe I was blown away. Tim Lee, scientist turned comedian. He's awesome.
Wow.
Monty Franklin out of Australia. Okay. Great comic, great surfer, and my buddy Joe Sib, who's a punk rocker turned comedian. It's really funny.
Is there a surfing theme throughout the show?
No, but we're sponsored by Quicksilver, so we give away a lot of stuff from Quicksilver and Roxy.
Oh, the messenger service. Kevin Bacon used
to work for that. Yeah, we give away the movie every time.
Yeah, Kevin Bacon. You should have the Bacon Brothers open up for the show.
I don't know why they don't call themselves the Bacon Bits. I don't...
The Bacon Bits.
Why wouldn't they? That's just right there.
No, it sounds like they're a joke band then.
Really? When they're actually have you heard them?
When they're actually serious musicians. That's the thing Kevin does to appease his brother.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Hey, man, if you can play music, God bless you. That's what I say.
I know. I can't. You play guitar, though, right? Mm-hmm.
Do you want to promote your show?
God bless
you. Yeah, when is it? When is it coming up? I mean, this is going to drop Thursday, so we can promote.
Oh, okay. Our next one is in...
Hell
next,
out of it.
All right. Our next one is San Diego, May 29th.
Okay.
We'll also be back at the Irvine Improv in... Where are we? April? May. We'll be back in May and June. We're going to have a standing night there. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to Santa Cruz in August.
All right.
And also look for dates in Florida, New Jersey, and San Francisco.
Oh, you guys going the whole... You're all traveling to Florida to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You're not fucking around.
No.
Is it that many guys on the show all the time?
No.
Like when you go to Florida, three guys.
Yeah. And I will probably maybe even pluck somebody out of Florida. But, you know, I got a core group of guys, and I try to balance everybody's schedule and give everybody fair time.
Will you travel with your surfboard and surf in Florida?
I normally don't travel with my board anymore because it's too expensive. You can usually set up a deal with a shop and say, hey, man, I want to rent a board for a week, but I want to be able to exchange it in and out. So,
what's that mean?
Exchange in and out. So you don't have to, like, wax it and stuff?
No, a different size for different conditions.
Oh, okay.
So you mostly do that when you go to, like, Hawaii and Costa Rica, and it's, like, $80 for the week as opposed to $200 each way flying your board to Hawaii.
Yeah, that seems like a hassle to fly your board on the plane.
Yeah.
You carry that on?
Carry it
just
on.
Lay it across a couple of seats?
Put it up in
I love the guy that brings the bag that's clearly too big for the overhead compartment, and then they're like, no, that won't fit. He's like, it's fit before.
No, it hasn't.
I love the guy who shows up late on a packed flight, has to put his bag way back at, like, you know, row 37, but sitting in, like, row 5.
That screws everything up.
And then, instead of waiting, he has to get up and fight like a fucking pain in the ass salmon all the way back and doesn't wait. That,
like, he's going up and down
the
escalator.
When they come back, I don't want them back.
What do you do?
I just stand there.
Do you clothesline them?
I just stand there in the way.
You just keep your massiveness there, right?
Yeah,
in
you're
the
just
middle
towering.
Of
just, tower of intimidation.
It's so narrow that they can't, like... They can't push me. It's like
You're not a nice flyer. You're mean.
If you're going to be an asshole, then I'm going to be an asshole back. The golden rule works both ways.
Wow, look,
sounds like we have a new slogan. Put that on your Twitter page. If you're going to be an asshole, I'll be an asshole back.
This just in.
We've talked for 19 minutes.
Sorry,
no
this
music.
Just in. This is music related.
Okay.
Beck is playing Coachella as we speak, and I just got a picture tweeted from to me. Oh, I thought it was going to be a video.
The other news that no one cares about.
Who sent you that?
No, it's a good album. My friend Maria Baker, who's there.
Is she there?
Yeah.
How old is she?
Our age.
Now you can only...
So she's there pretending that she's having fun?
She goes every year.
Now you can only get that album at Starbucks, right? Because that's the only place I've seen.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Well, where, just you can't buy music Starbucks anywhere.
You know what I was going to say? I was thinking about this today. I used to be pissed off.
The topic tonight is no music.
Yeah. Oh, well, you did like 30 minutes with April on the last episode.
People like her.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, so close to winning the voters' poll on co-host. I was so close.
Where was the poll?
Oh, it was on Facebook. You didn't read it?
No, someone put that up.
Yeah,
I would never put that up.
You know who won? Gary Lucy.
Tell him what we say about Gary. He who shall not be named. He's like Voldemort. We don't mention that name.
What were we saying? Oh, Starbucks. Where else are you going to sell a CD?
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking about Record Store Day, which was yesterday,
yeah.
I believe. The nearest record store to me is Amoeba, which is an hour drive.
I'm actually going to give away vinyl at the end of the night.
Oh, good.
From Record Store Day, I got a piece of vinyl from Columbia Records.
Oh, awesome.
Away. If you see it behind me, don't look.
Okay.
Okay.
I looked earlier. I know what it is.
Okay, but don't say anything.
I won't say anything.
So tell what the topic is.
You came up with Fun in the Sun.
It's Fun in the Sun. Gary, see what you did to me? Murray wanted to do something about...
It's Voldemort.
Voldemort.
What's his name?
Voldemort.
It's from Harry Potter. I never seen it.
So you wanted to do something about, you know, beach and summer
coming.
Yeah,
so we kind of just made it summer and beachy and songs.
And so hopefully all these songs will play into that. So.
Yeah, I think so.
So
I took a few liberties, which I like to do.
I'll let you go first, because this was your idea.
All right, let's kick this off.
With the Linda Ronstadt tune.
With the Linda Ronstadt tune covering, because she doesn't write her own material.
No, she should never be allowed to be anywhere. No Grammys, no anything.
Let's go out of Hermosa Beach, California. This is Pennywise with Holiday in the Sun.
Perfect. You've got to open the way you go. Better someone to call a friend. You're on a prayer until someone cares. Enough to help it end. There's a way you're not going to see it. You better believe it. It's a holiday in the sun. A life so serene for you, not me. Yeah, we got it all. No problems, my friend. We're oblivious because it's us, not them. That's a pretty cool jam.
Yeah, Pennywise. I really like those guys. They've been around since the early 90s, and I really only started getting into them recently.
Cool.
But I like that really kind of Southern California punk kind of 90s thing. The hardcore punkers will say punk died in like 80, but yeah, there's a resurgence.
The hardcore punkers are 60 years old right now.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that in the summertime, you go down to the beach, you got a little beach party.
Oh, yeah?
So here's Tom Petty. He's going to sing about the Heartbreakers beach party.
Oh.
Halloween is too. Heartbreakers Beach Party.
Yeah. That's from the playback box set, and that is not someone pretending to be Tom Petty. That's Tom Petty singing Heartbreakers Beach Party.
That's not good.
That's not bad.
I don't know. I like the Mike Campbell kind of surf guitar he's got going on there. That's pretty cool.
They're going to wear moo-moos. They're going to have a potato salad and some weenies.
I thought I heard weenies. Will weenies be present?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And was that a B-side? What was that?
It was just an unreleased track that was on the...
They didn't release that?
The playback. I know. You would think that would have been a hit single. Oh, maybe something off of Full Moon Fever. But no,
Well, that's I've never heard that.
A rarity,
cool.
So to speak.
I love that. I love hearing new stuff from bands.
That's a rarity.
Real quick, just because I got a tweet from them, a couple of listeners came out to my last Comics on Safari show.
Listeners
of the show. James Alvarez and his buddy Travis, who filled in here.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are cool
they
guys.
They came out. A girl named Kathleen and her boyfriend came out. So shout out to you guys. Thanks for coming out.
Cool.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, those guys love to retweet.
Good.
And favorite tweets. So thanks for promoting it.
Yeah.
And Travis did a great job when he was here.
It was a good episode.
Took it seriously. Did one joke I had to edit out, and I think we all agree that needed to be edited out, and he knows what it was.
Do it now.
I'm not going to. You know if I edit something out.
I know. You told me what it was, and I know what it was.
So Travis cleaned it up.
And
his friend was just like aghast. He's like, dude, that's not what we do. That's not what our comic strip is about. And Travis is like, I just got nervous, dude.
Well, you can be very intimidating.
I don't think so. Go ahead. You're
plus,
next.
You got the Tower of Power over here.
Oh, my God. This guy would just block you out. He wouldn't even let Travis get out of his seat.
You don't know what he's going to turn on you.
Nope.
At any moment.
Crossed his arms, puffed the chest out.
One of the things I love to do living in Southern California where it's, what, 365 days in the year, 348 are sunny.
Yeah, it's really true.
This Christmas, 80 degrees. It was 80 degrees on Christmas. So my dad lives in Bozeman, Montana, where it's -31 in December and January. So when I'm out surfing, I like to take a picture of the surf and the sun and the bikinis and text it to him. And just go, ha like that. And then he threatens to come
suck
out and
it,
stay
pa.
With me. That's right. Suck it, Dad. That's what you get for beating me as a child.
It's going to be 84 tomorrow and sunny.
Then yeah.
He sent you back a picture of his belt. I'm coming out.
Our low is often 10, 20 degrees higher than some of the other people's highs.
Oh, yeah.
In the other parts of the country.
Oh, yeah. It's great. I love it. So those little texts are kind of like a modern day postcard from paradise.
What? That's true.
Flesh for Lulu. I sat and watched you sleeping. I listened to you breathing. I wondered if you were dreaming. If you were, what were you dreaming? I fell under your spell. And I lay where I fell. So I'm down your window. They come and I kiss you.
A little bit of a glitch on that MP3.
Yeah, that was me actually.
Did you steal that?
Yeah. I loaded it off. I ripped it off YouTube. So if anybody has a copy, I can't find a copy of this. If anybody has a copy, I'd love it if anybody has it on MP3 or burn it onto a CD.
Yeah, just post on the Facebook page that you have it, and then you can exchange information
with
me.
Yeah, and I'll give you my P.O. Box number. I would love it. Flesh for Lulu, a good band. They just never... Nothing stuck, man. After their first album, they got dropped, and they got picked up by another album, and then they broke out. They got some really good jams, but
they
just
showed enough flesh.
Yeah, only for Lulu.
My song is this is the Ramones. It's from their second album, Leave Home. There's a lot of Ramones songs you can play. You can play Rockaway Beach.
Oh yeah,
you can play Rockaway Beach.
Somebody might play it later.
Uh oh, I'm gonna play their cover of California Sun.
Mm. Excellent.
When the days are short and the nights are long, and I walk, and I walk, I twist, and I twist, and I shiver, and I shiver, and I fly, and I fly. Where we're out there having fun in the warm California sun.
Don't you want to be in like Beach Blanket Bingo right now and dance into that on the beach with that Funicello?
With anyone.
I'll tell you who not. Linda Ronstadt.
I'd dance with Lena Dunham at this point. I got a beer in me. Kyle, you talk a lot more when the guys are here. You don't talk as much when the girls are here. What's up with that? I mean, I know you have a crush on April.
No.
You're much more perky. Is it the beer?
No, I mean, I know Murray and Mike better than...
From poker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You pick it up a little bit. Okay. If I'm going to quote Jimmy Pardo, I go, fucking pick it up.
And then you'd say, shut up.
And then you talk and you go, Kyle, enough.
You both, after one beer, are talking more than you usually do.
Dude,
you lightweights.
Wait till you hear the upcoming episode I did with Mike Siegel.
Did you bring Coke?
I had two beers and I
really?
We recorded at night. It's like a 2-hour episode.
Oh, that's awesome.
Look for that. I'm fucking hammered.
Oh, that's hysterical. And Pat Francis is a lightweight.
I am a lightweight.
He is a lightweight.
Yeah.
And he drives like a grandmother.
I'm terrible.
But Pat, if you know anything about me, you know I am safety first.
What?
Safety first. That's the motto I live by. Have I shown you my tattoo?
Huh?
It says safety first.
You don't have a tattoo.
It's a tramp stamp. It goes right across my back. Safety first.
And then someone puts a condom on and fucks you in the ass.
What is that? See, he didn't say anything like that when Christy Stratton was here.
Well, no.
We just lost my mom as a listener.
I know. But we gained another Brooklynite.
Here it is. Here it is. When you're out and you're out in the water. This is a shout out to the lifeguards. This is Blotto. I want to be a lifeguard.
Oh, Blotto. I remember this.
I want an ocean and some sunscreen lotion. Take me to the beach with 1,000 pretty girls in reach. I want to be a lifeguard. Help, 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 help. I want to guard your life. I want to be a
Now you think
it's almost like a Weird Al original tune. I remember this video from MTV.
Yeah. It was popular on the East Coast. Any W out of New York used to play it. And when I went looking for the song on iTunes,
is it there?
It's there, and it's on their album Collected Works. Like they couldn't even. There's not even greatest. They couldn't even call it greatest hits. Like they had nothing. And by the way, a little hooky joke song like that. What do you think? 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 15 seconds.
Wow,
of that's trash.
That's a lot.
It's terrible. Anyway, it's
white
Blotto.
Stuff on my nose.
I don't know what they're doing. That was the only kind of hit they had.
Well, God bless them.
Yeah.
What are they doing now? Selling cars?
Blotto
insurance.
Yeah, probably. And I think their names were like Marky Blotto.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Jimmy
it was
Blotto.
Those, like,
and
they're trying to do a Ramones jokey thing.
Yeah, they're terrible. My name is Otto. I like to get Blotto.
Johnny Blotto. Bluto Blotto. Scott Blot. Chevrolet Blotto, Ink Blotto.
Oh, good one.
Phil Autolo.
Was there an Auto Blotto?
Yeah.
You did
Phil,
say Auto
Phil
Blotto?
Phil Auto Blotto, and then Juan Pablo Blotto.
Was there a No Talent Blotto?
That was all of them.
Okay.
That's like the Mr. Pink.
Oh, the current members. Sorry, those are four.
Oh, there's current members.
Oh.
Oh, my God, they're still touring.
Oh, wait, there are way more. I read the wrong ones. There's Bowtie Blotto. Broadway Blotto, Keith Cheese Blotto, okay. Stevenson.
This is a mess.
Lee Harvey Blotto.
This is ridiculous.
Blanche Blotto, Sergeant Blotto. Oh, but the current members, in case you guys want to go see them, are Hammerhead Blotto.
Oh my God.
Clyde Blotto.
This is something.
And Bert Blotto, who's the webmaster for Blotto.net, merch guy and keeper of all things Blotto presents.
Someone please, I wear a size medium, please send me a Blotto t-shirt.
Whoa. Two, I wear medium also.
Let's do it.
I'd rock a Blotto t-shirt.
This is an artist that I liked for a long time, but I do not like her most current album. But I still chose to play a song from it. This is Avril Lavigne from 2013. She's going to tell us that we should all have a bitchin' summer.
Oh.
Everybody's baking in the sun. Come and party, do it while we're young. Move your body when you hear the drum. So put your hands up. It's going to be a bitchin' summer.
They played this at the Easter egg hunt, right?
Yeah.
Like high school love. Summer.
Did she say lick your sore?
Maybe.
Oh,
I don't think she said that. She said liquor. No, we'll pick you up at the liquor store.
Oh, okay. All right. Is she old enough to drink yet?
I think so. Yeah, she's in her 30s.
I mean, that would have been a good song if she was like 16, but like now that she's in her 30s, it's just kind of sad.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you.
You think she plays that?
Speaking of, you know the Springsteen song, For You, I Came For You.
Mm-hmm.
One of the lyrics in that is called, "But who am I to ask you to lick my sores?" But when Manfred Mann covers it, they change that lyric.
Really? What
they say,
"Who
am I to ask you to fight my wars?" Boo.
Oh, I thought it was, "Who are you to ask me to lick your douche?" Because they changed it to wrap up like a douche.
Did they?
Manfred Mann, yeah, because they didn't know what a deuce was in England.
I don't even, what is that? What is a deuce? I don't even
a
know
deuce,
what
it's
means.
An engine.
It's a shit.
It's an, well, now
so,
it is.
So you're wrapped up like an engine?
Yeah, you're wrapped up like a deuce, like a tiny.
Like engine. A little deuce coupe?
Yeah. But they didn't know what a deuce was in England, so Manfred Mann sang wrapped up like a douche.
They really do say douche?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
I bet we could hear it if somebody would bring it up while we continue with the show.
Well, I have it in my iTunes, but I don't know where that part is queued up to, and I don't know if it's worth our time.
All right, good point.
All right, what do you got next?
All right, listen,
we'll post it on the Facebook page.
Yes, you will, Kyle. This Thursday.
Listen, man.
This episode drops this Thursday.
I know.
This is the quickest turnaround ever.
I know. And there's like no good albums that have come out this week, so we can't really talk about
Murray
those.
And I exchanged 35 emails to get him here tonight.
Yeah, we did. That was
like. Can you do this, Dave? Nope. Can you do this? Nope. What about this? No.
Well, between...
Maybe not.
Between me being sick, you being sick, you out of town, me on the road, Mike, it was back and forth. I thought you were getting mad at me, actually.
No. I wasn't getting mad at you. I just want... I don't want to break the flow. The order is, it goes Murray, Mike, Christy, April. Murray, Mike, Christy, April. And then if there's a guest in there somewhere, there's something in there, I still want to keep that order. I don't know. I mean,
and I respect that.
I mean, sure, I could have done, you know, and then you would miss an episode, but I don't want to do that. I want to keep it.
You want to keep me right on the holidays.
I want to keep it right on the holidays. That's right. Arbor Day, all the 4th of July, we'll do one. Memorial Day, got a lot of episodes coming up.
Listen, I hit the beach about, I don't know, I try to go every day at one point, right. At least drive by it, take my kid down there, surf or something. Yep. I try to hit it every day. And especially after a surf session, you can either catch me one or two places.
Okay.
Either at the local Mexican restaurant, having a margarita and a burrito.
Every day after the beach, a margarita and a burrito?
One or two places.
Or at the liquor store.
grab a margarita mix.
WPP.
What's that?
White people problems, man.
I'm at a Mexican restaurant.
Man, after I surf, I got to go get my burrito.
If I don't go surf now, I won't have time to get a burrito and a margarita.
Yeah,
later.
I got to do it. So what else do you do?
Or
coffee.
You can find me.
Let him talk.
You can find me walking on the beaches, looking at the peaches. This is The Stranglers, 1977.
I don't know if that's tits or ass that you're looking at. I guess your ass is an apple, so you must be looking at some titties.
Strolling along, minding my own business. Well, there goes a girl and a half. She's got me going up and down. She's got me going up and down.
The most successful punk band to come out of the British punk scene in the 70s.
And what was their name again?
The Stranglers.
And is that one of their top hits?
Oh, yeah. It is one of their top hits. They also had Nothing Like the Sun. No, Always the Sun. Sorry, Always the Sun. And a couple other ones. They have, like, in the UK, they have something like 17 top 40 albums.
I've heard the name, The Stranglers. Yeah. I can see their logo. Mm-hmm. But that might be the first time I ever heard them.
But it's weird. Like, you hear another Strangler song, and you'd be like, oh, that's a Strangler, because they don't conform to any genre. Like, if you were to hear...
It's because they're punk, man.
Yeah, man. That's what it's all about. They just don't... So every song sounds completely different.
There's nothing more punk, man, than just cross-genre-ing.
There's nothing more punk than not being punk.
Yeah, man. Yeah, just ask Green Day when they did Good Riddance, man. Yeah, there was nothing more punk than doing a ballad.
We're going to lose fans, and what's more punk than losing fans?
Yeah, man. Hey, Uno, dos, tres.
Just Trey.
Yeah.
Trey cool.
Trey uncool. All right, here we go. What are we doing? I lost my page. There we go. Okay. This is a great cover of this song. It's a fun video.
You are sick, huh?
Yeah.
I can hear the nasal now.
This is a great fun song from an EP. This guy took a little break from the band and then took a long break from the band. But this is a cover of a Beach Boys song. By Mr. David Lee Roth.
The Midwest farmer's daughters, they live, make you feel all right. And the northern girls, with the way they kiss, they keep their boyfriends warm at night. I dig the girls.
Here comes the scream. Woo! Cool. That's got to be, was that a successful EP? I mean, that had to be one of the more successful EPs that was ever released.
Sure.
It had California Girls, and then it had Just a Gigolo, uh-huh. And a song called Easy Street is great on there.
Was Crazy from the Heat on that?
No, that was from his Eat 'Em and Smile.
Oh, okay. I almost brought in Crazy from the Heat.
You like that song?
I do. I like that song a lot.
Give me the thing.
Give me what?
Give me the thing. Give me the plug. Because he likes Crazy from the Heat.
Are you going to play a little Crazy from the Heat?
It's actually Going Crazy. And then he says...
Oh, Crazy from the Heat. Oh, yeah. Okay. Going Crazy.
Crazy from the Heat. Crazy from the Heat is the EP.
That's right.
But in this song, Going Crazy.
Going Crazy is Going Crazy from the Heat.
Right.
Yeah. I don't like when they do that.
So let's hear a little bit of it.
A little Steve Vai on guitar, yep. Billy Sheehan on bass. Listener Jim Glass is having a boner right now.
Because he loves Steve Vai?
I think he's a pretty good Steve Vai fan.
Wow.
cara.
Meu povo louco pelo mundo e a minha maneira. Quis a me alcance aqui na costa do sol.
I forgot that's, he did that. Did he do the whole album?
He did the whole album. That's Loco del Color.
I hear it at the Mexican restaurant I go eat to after every session.
Did they play that
there? Oh, yeah, all the time.
That's great.
But how about that band, though? Steve Vai on guitar.
Billy Sheehan.
Dean Chilley on bass and on drums.
Greg Bissonette.
No, Bowtie Blotto.
No, that's not true.
I'm pretty sure.
No.
I think Bowtie Blotto played drums
never,
on that album.
Never.
Was that on Skyscraper? Skyscraper?
Skycrapper.
Skycrapper.
Oh, Dave.
Man, I liked his solo stuff a lot, man.
I can't find management information for him. I would love to get that.
He lives like we could probably throw a rock and hit his house.
I know, but what are we going to drive over?
He'd have to do about 4 wardrobe changes.
Right? How come my thing keeps cracking? Do you hear that?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it my mic?
I thought maybe it was my headphones.
Am I just like popping or something?
Popping.
Yeah. Oh, that's you're gonna have to look into a new wire,
yeah,
buddy.
I have.
So should we laugh when you come back? When we come back?
Ha ha.
We just did something. Ha ha. You're up, and then I'm going to play a band you hate.
All right. Awesome. Hey, you know what? There are
Linda
some
Ronstadt.
People. There are some people who don't like the sun.
Really?
Yeah. There are some people who prefer rain in the summertime. And those people are the alarm.
Mike Peters, right? He's the lead
singer. Mike Peters. Partnered up with Bowtie Blotto.
Man, I haven't heard this song for ages.
It's a great tune.
It's a great song. What was the big hit? Something about guns?
68 guns.
68 guns. I saw these guys open for the Pretenders.
They open for you too a lot.
On the Learning to Crawl tour. And Mike Peters, the lead singer of Big Country, committed suicide.
Right.
So when they record and tour now, Mike Peters tours with Big Country also.
This Mike Peters?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Really? That's awful nice for somebody who sounds like a tool.
Mike Peters sounds like a tool?
I think he fired the whole band and now tours as The Alarm. With none of the original members.
The Alarm with featuring Mike Peters. The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. We know who's hosting Jay. Late Night with David Letterman. Is that the same? This is that guy from Jersey. Not that guy from Jersey. The other guy from Jersey. The guy that's more of an entrepreneur.
Oh, okay.
More of a philanthropist. I can't say any of the words. I can't say words because I'm drunk.
With these philanthropists.
This is from his country-tinged album, Lost Highway. This is a song called Summertime. I keep a postcard in the back of my mind. White sand, sunshine, and you shining like a brand new dime. You make me feel something like summertime. Top down and we're nothing but fine. Time, fine. Hi.
Who is this?
Bon Jovi.
This is?
Yeah.
Wow, it's not anything like him. Sounds more like Pat Francis.
Do you like it?
No. Wow, it doesn't sound anything like him.
Summertime.
That's like a Kid Rock song.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't even go.
Wait, did you say I hated Bon Jovi?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I don't want to start another fight.
I did say you hated
him. I thought you did. I don't
because
hate
you
Bon.
Do. You
I
told me
I hate Bon Jovi.
You said that on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame episode. You said, look, I don't care who gets in there as long as it's not Linda Ronstadt and Bon Jovi. I hate Bon Jovi.
Well, that I did say on the episode. I don't necessarily hate them.
John Bon Jovi.
John Bon Jovi. His brother used to manage the Comedy Store.
Matt Bon Jovi?
Was it Matt? Who was it? He had a very generic name.
Matt.
Was it Matt?
He has a brother named Matt.
Bon Giovanni or something like that is their real name, right?
It's Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi, that's
Bon
it.
Giovi.
Bon Jovi.
Yeah, just like Eddie Money's Eddie Mahoney.
Do you know he was a cop?
No.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Where am I on my track list here?
Can I get some juice in my cans? No, I'm at my asshole. I'm at my asshole.
You are just, you're a...
Feel something like, that's good.
You're a terrible, terrible one beer drunk.
And a terrible host. I'm talking podcasting, parties, just in general.
Yeah, it's anything.
Not a good host.
Back in, I think it was the 80s, man. Do you remember that commercial, Ben Désolé?
Oh, yeah, yeah, for the Saint-Tropez tan.
Yes, Ben Désolé for the
Saint-Tropez. My mom used to slather up with that and
with
go
a little
out
Ben
by
Désolé?
The pool.
Yeah. And then they'd have the un, deux, trois, the levels of SPF that was in there. Sunk.
What would happen if you and I tomorrow bought some Ben Désolé, lathered all up with that, and just went to the beach for about an hour?
Two piles of ashes.
Could you even imagine how could people do that now? Do they even sell stuff like that now?
I don't know. I don't know if Ben Désolé is still around.
Do they sell suntan lotion? Kyle's Googling.
Yeah, they sell suntan lotion. I mean, I put...
But like that stuff didn't have any sun protection in it.
No, it was like Vaseline.
My mom used to put baby oil on.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, let's get a nice tan.
Yeah. What no, I use like I use 20 on my face when I surf.
Yeah, they do have Ben Désolé still.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, but
SPF 4 or SPF 10?
Yeah, but look at the peaches on that lady.
So they always claimed it would give you a Saint-Tropez tan, and this is Saint-Tropez by Pink Floyd.
Well, you know what happens when I see her peaches?
What's that?
Like cream.
Oh. Peaches and cream. Really? You ruined my ramp up for that? Oh, Kyle's loving it.
It is so stupid.
I know. You know, you were trying to introduce a song.
I'm sorry. I thought we played music on this podcast. Yeah. Was I mistaken?
I told you I was a bad host.
All right.
Okay, so go ahead, ramp it
anyway,
up.
Anyway, this is Saint-Tropez by Pink Floyd.
Oh.
Oh.
Is this really a summer song?
Mm-hmm. 10. Sorry, track 10.
As I reach for a peach, slide around.
Titty.
Yeah, right. Who's singing this? Is this Sid?
This is Roger. Sid's already gone.
Breaking a stick with a brick on the sand, riding a wave in the wake
of the... If you wouldn't have told me who this was, I would say, is that the Ruddles?
Sleeping alone in the drone of the darkness, scratched by the sand that fell from my love.
Never heard this.
It's off metal.
M-E-D-D-L-E, right? Metal.
Metal also features a 23-minute track, Echoes. Takes up the whole second side.
Yeah, I would have never thought that. I've never heard that. I'm a casual Pink Floyd fan, but I've never heard that.
It's actually the only song on that album credited only to Roger Waters. Everything else was a collaboration.
That's when it started.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gilmour... Such an amazing guitar player and gave so many vocals and so much to Pink Floyd, but Roger Waters just took all the glory.
Yeah.
Everybody gives him all the glory.
Douche. You can't have a Fun in the Sun episode without that douchebag Mike Love singing a little bit.
Yeah,
that's
true.
So this is...
I
could have picked any Beach Boy song, and I just happened to pick this one because it's Fun in the Sun.
Uh-huh.
So why don't we have some fun in the sun?
Nice.
Look at that surf guitar.
Yeah.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
I almost played Joan Jett's version, but then I listened to it, I'm like, that's not,
yeah,
it's not a good version.
Yeah. Can I play my Beach Boy song then? Since
sure.
You, played,
you got one?
Yeah, it's the last track. It's the obvious pick, me being a surfer and it's being fun in the sun, but I picked this song because it lists the place I surf at.
Surfer Girl?
Nope.
Surf City?
Surf in USA.
Across the USA.
It's a fun tune.
Then everybody be surfing like California.
Right here.
You see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too, a bushy blonde hairdo, surfing USA.
Here it is.
You'll catch them surfing at
Del Mar
County line.
Vessel of County line.
Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz. someplace in Australia I never heard of. Manhattan Beach. Doheny Beach. Everybody's gone
surfing. Surfing USA. It's a good tune.
It is a good song.
But when Mike Love tries to tell me that they're as good as the Beatles.
No, it was the Stones, wasn't it?
No, he said everyone. He was.
Oh, really?
They're as good as all those people. And they're not. They're not.
No, they're not as good as the Beatles. But did we talk about him at the Grammys?
At the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And he said, I
was it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or was it the Grammys?
I challenge Mick Jagger to get up here and play with the Beach Boys. Really?
Sing. Yeah, I think he said sing.
Sing, yeah.
But they can sing better than Stones.
Sing about surfing?
Surfing all the time. All of it. My next song is, I think this is off this guy's last really, really solid album, top to bottom. This is that guy from Jersey. Not that guy from Jersey. This is the guy from Jersey.
The entrepreneur?
No. This is the guy that's a working class guy.
Oh.
This is Bring Springsteen. This is Bring Spruce.
Who's driving home?
This is Bring Spruceteen. This is from his album from 2007, Magic, which is really a really strong
album.
Is it
Cover the Car song?
No. It's from the album Magic.
Oh. Okay.
This song is called Girls in Their Summer Clothes, and the lyrics to this song are so dense with images and symbolism. Like, I'm actually going to post the lyrics on the Facebook page. I will, or Kyle will. But this is girls in their summer clothes. We're going to drop it in about 1 minute and 4 seconds. A great tune.
It's a good song. I never heard that.
Yeah. It's and the rest of the lyrics. It's so. I mean, you can just see.
You can just taste the peaches.
I know. I mean, I know that feeling, like that summertime feeling where you're going somewhere. You're going to go out. You're going to meet your friends. You don't know what you're going to do, but you're going to do something. And you got the nice breeze of the summer. I love that song.
You're wearing a sundress.
Maybe
white stuff on your nose.
I put like some ice cubes on my peaches so that I'm a little perky.
Oh, you do that?
Yes.
Oh,
through nice. The sundress.
It's for the fans.
Yeah. Fans?
I don't know. What do you want to call them? I'm going to play a song that it has a calypso feel. It just reminds me of summer. It's not necessarily.
Is this John Denver's Calypso?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I don't think it mentions anything about summer.
Uh-oh.
But it does mention being swallowed by a giant fish. This is track 11.
Are you going to go Speed Bump Circus on me?
This is Belly of the Whale by Burning Sensations.
I don't know that song. I don't know that band. I don't even know who you are. Are these African-American artists?
No, it's actually Tim McGovern from the Motels.
I judge the book by his voice. Oh, I love me for I'm free. Oh, if I feel like Jonah in the belly of the whale. I get so lonely in the belly of the whale.
Just had a very. It always reminds me of summer for some reason. That song.
That's kind of a cool tune.
Yeah, it's a cool. It's a really cool song.
Didn't know if I was going to be on board with that, but then I was on board.
Yeah, Tim McGovern, guitar player from the Motels, after he broke up with what's her name, Martha Davis.
Were they dating?
Yeah. After he broke up, he left the band, and then he started Burning Sensations.
Yeah, he left the band. She fucking kicked him out.
Yeah,
she out of my bed and out of my band.
That's right. That's why I never
out of my motel.
Get off of my peaches. This is a song from 1989 by one of Bruce Springsteen's idols.
I was gonna say, this is a Springsteen
from,
tune?
No, this is from Roy Orbison's comeback album called Mystery Girl. And this is, Roy didn't want to surf. That scared him a little bit, but he would do a little windsurfing.
He didn't want to mess up his hair.
No, so this is Windsurfer.
It was early one morning on a lonely beach. He left a message and he wrote it in the sand. Why do we always go for something out of reach? Nobody ever really understands.
Such an amazing voice.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who's on that specific track, but I'm sure you got a Jeff Lynne, you got probably
Elvis Costello,
Mike Campbell, you know, and a Bono, who knows?
Yeah, because he wrote, Bono on the Edge wrote She's a Mystery off that album.
Yeah,
Elvis Costello wrote a bunch of tracks off that album.
That album is being re-released, I think, next month.
Oh, really?
A deluxe edition with some bonus tracks and
nice.
All remastered and spiffed up. So that's a really, really solid album. It really is.
Yeah, I highly recommend it.
So, yeah, get that.
All right. What was that called?
That was called Windsurfer, and the album is Mystery Girl.
Okay. I'm trying to see if I have any other surfing songs in here. Here we go. Can we go track 12?
Nope.
Yippers. From the beginning, this is Surf Wax America by Weezer.
Sea is foaming like a bottle of beer. The wave is coming, but I ain't got no fear. I'm waxing down to that Algoria. Because it's really a flash. I'm going surf because I don't like the beach. I'm wearing out because I hate the rings. A rat's a running on and on in the leaves. I'm going surfing, I'm going surfing.
It's a real departure for Weezer.
I almost played, don't they have a song called Something in the Sun, Fun in the Sun or something?
Holiday in the Sun?
Island.
Island in the Sun. Yeah, I almost played that.
I looked at your Pennywise. Holiday in the Sun.
Right. You know, we should have played Islands in the Stream. Dolly Parton for that jerk out of Brooklyn.
Yeah. Talk about her peaches.
Yeah.
Wow. May 19th, Mystery Girl Deluxe comes out, CD and DVD. It's going to have, the CD is going to have 19 tracks, including She's a Mystery to Me, studio demo with Bono.
Oh, nice.
And it's going to have a new song on there called The Way Is Love. It's also going to have, Disc 2 is going to have a 60-minute documentary and a bunch of other unofficial tracks and stuff.
That's the only new thing we get out of Bono and The Edge if they keep postponing their stupid album, man.
It's going to have She's a Mystery to Me official video. It's also going to have She's a Mystery to Me, the alternate unreleased Fincher version. So that's David Fincher.
Oh, yeah, David Fincher. Because that track was on Blue Velvet or something.
Blue Velvet is David Lynch.
Oh, Fincher. Sorry.
Fincher, yeah. But
in Alien 3.
But this looks like it's going to be a cool collection if you're a Roy Orbison.
And who's not?
Right.
Seriously.
Right. Damn it.
The only artist Elvis would never sing. He would never sing a Roy Orbison song.
Because he couldn't.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know. I'm very disappointed with this U2 not having an album out this year.
Oh, man.
It's really, I mean, to throw us those two songs, and I won't even listen to those songs because I don't want to burn myself out on them. And then when the album comes, I don't want to have to fast forward through those.
That makes sense. And they use semantics. They said, we're not shelving the album because we never had a release date.
Right.
I mean, you shelved it last year, too.
But, you know, it's too long between albums.
Yeah.
They're the biggest band in the world.
Yeah.
Arguably.
Yeah. No, I agree. I'm a huge, they're my favorite band.
I am too. I mean, that's like a day of release album for me, definitely.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you want to hear a song from, about the beach.
You too. Irishman.
You go to a bunch of guys from Rockford covering The Move, and this is from Heaven Tonight, my favorite Cheap Trick album. Let's hear it.
Do a party. Meet me on after school. Cool. And if the band stops playing, there's a tune.
that song.
That's a really good song, man.
Yeah, you never heard that?
I'm not a huge fan at all. I don't own any. I don't think I own anything. Yeah, I don't think I own anything. I don't think I own Live at Budokan anymore.
Yeah, there's a. I love them, and I really recommend their first five studio albums highly.
Was that off one of the first five?
Yeah, that's on the third, Heaven Tonight. Uh-huh. Really great album.
Which one's Southern Girls on?
Southern Girls is on the second album.
That's a good song.
In Color.
That's a good song.
That is a great song. That would have been a good one to play, too.
Southern Girls?
Yeah. I've been north, I've been east to the California beaches. Oh, yeah, place I know where to find you.
Yeah,
it's all about peaches.
Down in Georgia, man.
You know what's great? When you sit on the beach.
Yeah.
And you see all those peaches, and then you smoke a little herb.
Hey, 420 today.
Peaches and herb. 420, my brother.
420, yeah.
What dumpster is Doug Benson hanging out by
right now? Actually, one in San Francisco, I think.
Have you smoked pot?
Oh, yeah.
A lot?
I was a big pot smoker in high school and college, and then I stopped. And I hate it now. I don't like it.
Because that's considered vegan. So you could still do it.
No, I know. A lot of things are considered vegan that I don't do.
I know. Pussy?
Do you drink?
What?
Do you drink?
Drink one. One and done, buddy.
One and done, buddy. That's all I need.
One and done and get pulled over.
What am I going to play?
I have three more. What do you have?
I'm all over the map. Kyle, thanks for being on top of it. I probably have one, two.
This is what April does, too. Three. Depending on what I play, it changes her order.
You have about seven left.
I have about seven left.
Well, you're going to be playing four of those in the car.
Crack open another beer.
I can't.
How many more do I get?
You can play four more.
All right. Well, okay. I know what I'm going to close on. So I got to go. I got to go with my sponsor for my tour. I got to go with Quicksilver.
Is that a band?
No, this is a band called the Steve Miller Band with a song called Quicksilver Girl.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, that's track eight.
He can read.
Quicksilver Girl.
Never heard it?
No.
Is that, that's not Steve Miller singing, though, is it?
As far as I know.
What's that mean, Quicksilver Girl?
She's seen every branch.
She likes to show her peaches.
On the tree.
Oh, yeah. Peaches are on the tree. That's a lyric from a Steve Miller song. Really love her peaches, want to shake her tree.
That's right.
Quicksilver Girl.
Boy, do I not like this. More typing today than you did earlier. You don't type as much when the girls are here. Please stop it. Please. What are you looking up?
As far as I know, it's Steve. He wrote it. It's on the album Sailor. It's him singing.
What are you looking up?
Oh, I was looking up what peach is slang for.
Don't go to Urban Dictionary. It's going to say something horrible.
And what
I'm
is
sure.
it slang for?
Pussy. That's
really?
What it says, yeah. That's, it says, nice ass pussy.
No, it's boobs.
It's boobs.
I don't even think it's boobs. I think you guys just made that up.
Really love her peaches, want to shake her tree.
Yeah, maybe.
Steve Miller Band told us it way back in the 70s.
That's true.
And he's the Joker.
So how can we take him seriously?
Well, because he's also the smoker.
And a midnight toker.
That's right. Ace Frehley's going to cover that on his new album.
Is he? Well, yeah. I'm looking forward to not at
because
all
of the first
that.
Because of the first line. Some people call me the space cowboy. And I know he's going to go, some people call me the ace cowboy.
Jeez.
Ace, are you, let me ask, I want to just confirm. Ace, when you cover The Joker by Steve Miller Band, is it possible that instead of saying space cowboy, you could say ace cowboy?
Sure, baby.
Thank you, Ace.
Dumbest. That was a long road.
Dumbest running. Because I have to phrase it so that...
I know.
I can't ask him a question. I can't say like, well, yes, I could. Ace, are you drunk?
Yeah, apparently he is.
No, he's not on it.
Yeah. Sure, why should he be the only sober one on this podcast besides myself?
My turn.
Okay.
This is an artist I'm pretty sure...
You didn't like that song?
I didn't really
it's
like
not
that.
Not great. No, I'm not going to lie to you. First of all, I'm not a Steve Miller Band fan, but that's not a great song.
A lot of people don't like this artist. I don't know why. I love her. Her name is Etta James. No, her name is Sheryl Crow. And this is you can't get any more summer than this.
Don't have no master suite, but I'm still the king of me. You have a fancy ride, but baby, I'm the one who has the key. Every time I turn around, I'm looking up, you're looking down. Maybe so.
I'm going to blow your fucking mind, dude.
Oh, right on, man.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
That song is 12 years old.
Really?
2000,
that's not even off
2002.
Off. Really? That's, oh, wow.
Isn't that nuts?
That's crazy. How
I heard that song so many times, like in the grocery store when I was a kid.
That you hate it?
No, I just like, that's what I associate it with.
Yeah.
Like, being in, like,
getting groceries. Yeah. Where were you buying, I don't know, fresh fruit? What were you buying?
Oh, you know, we were getting some apples, you know.
And kind of melons.
Yeah, some melons. Water and cantaloupe.
Was your lady with you? Did she grab some cucumbers?
I was 12 years ago. 2012.
12? 2112?
Yeah.
Rush. I think Sheryl Crow is so hot.
Oh, me too. Yeah, yeah,
she's
yeah.
so hot. She's so much hotter than Etta James.
Yeah.
Your turn.
You almost made me spit out my beer when you said that, by the way.
James. So dumb. Stupid. How Where? Many listeners have we lost in
that?
If you stop listening, please call in.
No one called in.
Lost everyone.
Must not have lost anyone.
What am I going? Oh, I know what I want to play.
What am I doing?
Did I sell that Nathalie?
What's my name?
I didn't have a voice today. I'm glad I made it in. I couldn't cancel on you. I'm like, after all the shit you gave me of trying to schedule this.
You
like,
had to come tonight.
I'm bleeding out my eyeballs. I would have been here.
Also, because I have the artwork done early sometimes, mm-hmm. and they put the number of the episode. It's like, oh, it's all a big deal. It's all behind the scenes. It's again, I would love it if people would go to that donation button and support the show, because there's a lot of work that goes on.
A lot of beer to be bought, too, apparently.
A buck. What if everyone threw me a buck?
$42.
$42. It would be amazing.
Wait, does that include me and Kyle?
What?
The dollar. If you said everyone threw you a dollar.
If everyone threw me a dollar.
Does that mean me and Kyle have to throw you a dollar?
Just people who listen. So $40. So you and Siegel. You and Siegel would have to throw it to you. Why are you laughing with your tongue out like a nut job?
It's funny, man.
A cartoon wolf.
Yeah.
Look at those peaches. Aruga.
Aruga. Aruga.
Why not get
Rabbit just walked in.
Why not get a good summer song from a band out of Kansas City, Missouri? Right. This actually really isn't a summer song, but
I apologize for the microphone cracking. I refuse to change.
What is that? Is that your wire?
I refuse to change.
We even paused, and he goes, "I don't want to change this.
I don't
want to
change the wire.
So
it's too much.
It's rock and roll, man. It's rock and roll.
Don't blame me.
It's like dropping an engine in my Deuce coupe, man. It takes too long. all right, go ahead.
All right, what do I want to play now? Oh, here we go. Oh, yeah, the band. Can't have a beach without sand. This is Golden Sand by the Republic Tigers.
State your name, state your claims, claim your stakes. If you want to vote with us, you get to refuse. So please, the king, look ahead now. Oh, let the countdown show the philanthropic minds. To speak up now and scrape the paint that hides the crimes. Kind. Look up and make a difference, but the right difference would mean the bleeding hearts got to be turned into some bleeding hands from solid lands. Yeah, can you make them dance and keep an upright stance? Is the position that you hold one that could parallel a synergistically greater plan? Oh, would it force us all?
Can I hear it all?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm zoned out.
That the lyric in there was the philanthropic mind.
Mm-hmm.
He says that.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do me a favor? Can you hand me that piece of equipment back there?
Oh, yeah.
Unplug. Don't.
How many more songs are we playing?
I have two more, and okay. I think you have three more.
Oh, all right, awesome.
Right? No, that was your third, then mine, then you, then me, then you, and then Kai will play us out.
So how many more do I have? Two?
You have two more.
Okay, cool.
So let's play my next one, then I'll do a little I'll do a little chat here. Chat it up.
Entering hour 5 of this the is Fun in the Sun podcast.
This is we're at an hour and 10 minutes right now. Awesome. But remember, we didn't play music for 45 minutes. This is Bad Boys from Boston. Let's hear a little bit of Aerosmith from Night in the Ruts.
Letter came from smile was so inviting. Then she touched my cheek with her fingertips. Softly, softly we met with a kiss.
So Kyle asked me a question. He asked if, I had that song on my list, and then I got this thing that I'm holding in my hand.
At first, I was like, I never heard that song, but then I remembered. I heard it before. Oh, it's awful.
My wire's really gone. Okay, there we go. So guys, that's from Aerosmith's "Night in the Ruts." It's called "Remember Walking in the Sand." It's a cover. I don't know who originally did it, but they didn't write it. And I love "Night in the Ruts." And yesterday was Record Store Day. Murray, did you go to anywhere from... No, we talked about that.
I couldn't get to anywhere. I was sick.
But what I have in my hand, I have brand new vinyl that was released for Record Store Day of Aerosmith's "Night in the Ruts," remastered from the original source tapes. It's on 180-gram audio vinyl. They're individually numbered. This is number 432. It's got a replica of the original album sleeve, which had... you could order T-shirts that said "Night in the Ruts" on the front, and then on the back it said "Right in the Nuts." And I love this. This is one of my favorite Aerosmith albums.
Pat Francis joke.
Clever.
I know. This is one of my favorite Aerosmith albums. It's got "No Surprise," "Think About It," "Bone to Bone," "Coney Island Whitefish Boy." I mean, this is solid.
Coney Island Whitefish Boy.
Yeah, Coney Island Whitefish is a condom.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I'm saying it with disgust.
It's a great album. Okay. I'm going to give this away. What you're going to do is tomorrow, after this episode airs, which will be Friday, just man your Twitter feed. I'm going to give you a link to go over to Scott Phillips' blog site, and that is where you will find the question. We'll have the first 10 correct answers will be thrown into a random drawing. I'll pull one out, and you'll get this. This is really cool. This is a really cool piece of stuff.
Do you want to give the website?
No, because I'll put it. It's
give the Twitter handle.
It's too long. Yeah, we're at Rock Solid Show on Twitter. So if you're not following us and you're a big Aerosmith fan, you want to win some free vinyl, follow us at Rock Solid Show, and I'll give all the information on Twitter, and then you'll go from there. I know, right there, right in the back. See, right in the nuts. I love it. They're dressed as coal miners on the front.
See, that's tasteless.
Now this is, I'll have you know that it's still in the plastic sleeve, but I did open it because I had to take a look at it.
Yeah.
And I had to rub it on my ass.
Then I don't want it. "Remember Walking in the Sand" was written by George Shadow Morton.
Okay.
And it was originally recorded in 1964 by the Shangri-Las.
Oh, great. Right.
Yeah. Great. Okay, good.
It's a great cover.
It's a great, great song for them to ruin.
Wow. Remember. You know what? I'm going to put a Coney Island Whitefish in your beer.
Gross. How many do I have? Two?
You play one, I play one, you play one, Kyle plays.
Do you want to go? You want to go mellow or you want to go rocking? Because I don't know which one to play.
If you're going
to
go mother, if I can get the fuck out. If you're going to go mellow.
If I wasn't
going
mellow, I'm going to get the fuck out right now. Who was that?
That was the guy who also said San Antonio, suck my bonio. That's Ted Nugent.
That was, of course. I thought that was.
You're out of town. When Ted Nugent's here. Or are you going with me to that?
When is it?
What? I forget. I have free.
I'll go.
I got free tickets.
Is it in May?
Let me look. It's coming to the.
Or is it in July?
Kyle, I need a second to look at my calendar.
Because this show hasn't gone long enough.
Why do you not like a long
let's
show?
Let's do our dates.
Why do you not like a long show?
Maybe I can play a song while I look that up.
July 17th, Thursday.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Murray's in. So that's what it is. It's out at the Canyon Club. It's right out by my house.
I've played the Canyon Club.
You have?
Yeah. I tell you that every time you say mentioning up the Canyon Club.
What kind of a crowd was there?
It was good. Open for like an 80s party band or whatever.
All right.
I opened for Blotto.
So the crowd was bad.
Murray Blotto.
Go ahead, play it, rock it.
You want to rock it? Mellow. Let's go mellow because I'm going to rock the last one.
You're going to go mellow. You get the fuck out.
I'm going to go mellow. We're going to mellow. Get the fuck out of here right now.
We're playing Eddie James.
We're playing track six. I'm a big fan of this online radio station called Radio Paradise. I don't know if anybody's ever listened to it. It's awesome. I highly recommend it. You can get it on iTunes or you can go to radioparadise.com. It's listener supported. And I found this artist, a British folky guy. This is John Redfern. And this is "I Love the Sun."
Where does he grow?
Because if anybody knows about the sun and loves the sun, it's the British.
We love it. We love to, you know, slather up and go down to Brighton Beach. My mic just cut. Hit that donation button. We need a fucking new wire.
Do you want to switch with mine?
Really, in the last 4 minutes?
Does that mean that you won't be talking? Listen to Murray on the Travel Tales podcast also.
We have another.
I know. Yeah, I'm just giving my business because Kyle's going to play us out. Murray has a very successful Travel Tales podcast.
No, actually, Mike Siegel has a very successful Travel Tales podcast.
You know I had a beer. we don't edit this. This is part of the fun for people.
Oh, yeah.
Murray has the very successful podcast called Road Stories.
I was on Travel Tales talking about surf trips, actually.
Well, no, they're not all successful. They're not all good episodes. I've been on Murray's podcast twice. I don't travel that much, so I can't be on Mike's. I shouldn't even be on Mike.
Yeah.
But yeah, listen to Murray's podcast. It's very funny.
And you can get it at roadstories.tv.
Who's on
subscribe for free on iTunes.
Subscribe for free.
Subscribe for free on iTunes.
Who's on this week?
Don't try to make me look drunk, Trunky.
Who's on this?
Is on this week? Crap. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know who's on. But past have been Jimmy Pardo, mm-hmm. Pat Francis, Mike Schmidt, Chip Chinnery, Mike Siegel, Graham Elwood. I'm trying to think of all the comics we've been on.
You've had some big names too.
Brian Regan.
There you go.
Chris Hardwick. Is Chris Hardwick a big name?
He's got that Nerdist thing.
Yeah, I guess that's working out for him, huh?
Also, I'm hoping
Johnny Carson.
I'm hoping that I'll be giving everyone a link to for T-shirts soon. The 3 T-shirts that I put up on the Facebook page last week that people told me they liked them.
Mm-hmm.
Now it would be nice if people purchased.
They are good T-shirts, man. I highly recommend them.
Yeah. So I'll give you a link when they're able to be ordered. And
what are you gonna sell them for?
Probably $3 for $5.
Yeah, I'd do $3 for $4.
$3 for $4.
Yeah.
I don't know what the price point will be. I hope it's solid. Here's my last tune, and then Murray will play one, and then Kyle will play us out. Murray, thanks as always for being
here. Hey, man, thanks. I'm glad we finally worked this out.
I do too. This is a song. This is from, this is really hard to find even on CD. It was from an EP called Extended Dance Play by a band called Dire Straits. And oftentimes in the summer, I just want to go twisting by the pool.
Had it on my list. This song Martin Short danced to in Inner Space.
God, I don't care.
What is a great movie? No, what are you talking about?
I'm kidding. That's Joe Dante. That's a good movie.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
Oh, you know what? No, it was the Rod Stewart one. What Twist the Night Away?
Twisting the Night Away.
Yeah. That's a good song. You.
That's a good song.
That's a good song. I like that song.
That's a good song.
That's a good song.
That's a good song.
Kyle,
that's a good song.
That's great.
All right. So this is my last song.
That's a good one.
It's a good song, this one.
This is your last one, then Kyle will play us out. Murray, okay. Where do we follow you on
follow me
Twitter?
At Murray V on Twitter and Facebook's / Murray Valeriano. and then the Road Stories podcast, and we have a Road Stories page on Facebook also. Or you can go to MurrayValeriano.com and get all the information there.
Kyle, a lot of stuff no one's going to right now.
Wow.
Oh, look at that.
Kyle Dotson Funny said that.
Yeah.
No one follows me.
At Kyle Dotson Fluffy.
Oh, don't do that.
At Rock Solid Show and at Pat underscore Francis. I'm trying to get Eddie Trunk and Gene Simmons to fight with me all the time.
You are always trying to get Eddie. I never saw Eddie Trunk, but I see Gene Simmons. And then you get such a rock and roll boner when he replies to your tweets.
It's crazy when it, don't worry about it, all caps, Simmons. I also just, I talked about this on a podcast you'll hear in a couple of weeks, but it's more relevant now. I just read the Paul Stanley book, and it is fantastic.
Fantastic good or fantastic?
Fantastic
joke?
Good. I highly recommend it. Yes. Again, I thought it was inspirational. I thought it was uplifting. Mm-hmm. I thought he really didn't pull any punches. And I really felt that his take on everything was the true, honest take on it. Mm. So.
If Paul Stanley is here, how would he describe his book?
Let me tell you something. My book is stupendous. It's got everything you want in a book. It's got pages. It's got chapters.
Does it have a...
verses.
What's on the cover?
The cover is an image of me.
But it's like a slip. It's a slip cover.
I tell you, the only thing slipping is your wire. it's got a slip cover. It's got his Star Child's face, and then you open it up, and then his face is on the other side.
Cool. All right. Maybe
He was born without a right ear.
Really?
Yeah. I know you laugh.
Laughing at it because
he had a physical deformity. He just had like a ball of like a cauliflower nub there.
And he had an ear put on, or
not until the 80s did they reconstruct an ear. So the whole time he was really, really, really an emotional thing for him.
I would imagine.
Like his parents didn't seem to care about it. They just said, things happen, just get over it. And it was really...
My parents the same way were with braces.
Really?
Yeah, they didn't get me braces.
You could get braces now. You could get Invisalign.
I'm going to wait till my kid gets braces and I'll get him with him.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. I'm a supportive father, unlike Paul Stanley's, who let him go earless half his life.
I know. It's really sad. And now I feel bad because that might be why he lisps, because he's deaf in one ear.
You asshole.
That's right. I'm deaf. People come up to me and they say, Paul, and I say, what? And they say, Paul, and I say, what? I can't seriously come over to this side. I can't hear thing you're saying. Paul, why do you always say what? And I say, I don't got no ear. I don't got an ear for music. I ain't never heard nothing in stereo.
The 40 listeners.
So mono.
The 40 listeners you lost in the beginning of that bit, you brought them all back.
Gained them right back.
Too bad nobody heard it because of your shitty wire.
That's right. Is this wire bad now, too? Blow needs wire, that's water. Go ahead. You got a song, Kyle's song. I'm not going to talk again.
All right. It's a little bit of a stretch. Right now, as we record this, they are the ASP is having a contest, the Rip Curl Pro. In Bells Beach, Australia. It's a big surf contest. It's the longest running surf contest ever. It's been since 1973. They've been doing it every year. And this is track 13, by the way. And the winner of the contest, it's Bells Beach, track 13. So the winner of the contest gets the trophy. And then the tradition is he rings the bell. And so ringing the bell means you win the Bells Beach competition. But as we record this right now, we do not know for whom that bell tolls. Nothing says summer like Metallica. Put on your leather biker jackets, your black t-shirt, your black tight pants, and head down to the beach. Are you not speaking anymore? Why not? You just spoke everything? All right. Well, I want to thank everybody to listen to Rock Solid. Be sure to follow Pat Francis on Pat_Francis on, be sure to follow Rock Solid. It's at Rock Solid Show. Follow us there. Follow me at Murray V. Follow Kyle Dotson at Kyle Dotson Fluffy.
Funny.
Fluffy. Funny. And then, that's it. And again, thanks, thanks for listening. Kyle's got a song that's going to play us out.
Yeah. This is by the band 4 Years Strong, and this is called Wasting Time, and then parentheses, Eternal Summer.